Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
One thing I liked about season three.
Oh my God, I got one.
What?
Just say you agree before I even say it out loud.
I agree.
Candace loves open air stereo.
Oh. Hi, Millennial TV fam. Welcome to another episode of your favorite podcast hosted by your favorite people, Liz, Candace, and Adrian. And as always, we are here to discuss your reality TV show favorites from the 2000s. First off, Merry Christmas Eve, everybody. And today we are doing something a little bit different. We decided we were going to celebrate, so we're all wearing Christmas sweaters. So I wanted to go ahead and show those off first. Liz, why don't you take the lead?
I'm wearing my meowy Catmas sweater.
Woo!
Dorky cat lady here. But
I love it.
I like it. Thank you.
Do you wear that every Christmas?
No, not really. But it just kind of sits in my closet. But this was a reason to wear it, so yeah.
That's awesome. I have on this ornament-looking sweater, Christmas sweater that I stole from my sister.
So cute.
And this is my, like, appropriate, like, wear-it-to-the-office kind of sweater. But on Christmas Day, I have a reindeer onesie that I put on every single year.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
And it only comes out on Christmas Day.
That's so cute.
That's so cool.
I am wearing my, like, literally the only Christmas thing I have, which is my resting Grinch face hoodie, which is one of my favorite hoodies. It's super comfortable. I got it from Torrid, like, 3 seasons ago, and it's one of my favorite things. It's super comfy, and I love the Grinch, because once you become an adult, you become the Grinch, and you fully understand him as a person, or a thing, or a who.
Grinch,
I know. I love the Grinch. I love the animated. I love the Jim Carrey. I just love him. I think he's great. Yeah, every year we try to do like matching pajamas and take pictures with Binks, but he doesn't always put up with it. So
does he wear pajamas too?
No.
Okay.
That's
can
hilarious.
He wear clothes?
Maybe
he can
being,
like little
will
booties
he?
Or something.
No. We bought him a Halloween costume, and it's just a turtle shell that, like, goes on his back, right? He won't wear it.
Of course not.
My rabbit that I used to have that I rescued from the Humane Society that passed away a little bit after I got her, she was Sherlock Holmes, and she had a little cape and a hat, and her ears would stick
that
out.
That is cute.
It was super cute.
That is so cute.
She would wear it, no problem. If you even, like... touch Binks with the shell, he will run. Like, he hates clothes of any kind. So I try to, like, put him next to the Christmas tree and, like, make him look Christmassy, but
yeah,
he hates it. Every year he hates it, but
I know. I always put Stella, my dog, in clothes, and she, like, flattens out on the ground. So, like, I can never get her to sit nice or, like, look pretty. Because every time she has clothes, she just flat on the ground.
That's funny.
It's so cute.
My older cat, Jude, who she's 16, she actually, like, will let us put whatever on her. And it's, like, the funniest thing in the world. And the girls love it because, like, they'll put little hats on her or they'll put, like, butterfly clips in her fur, you know. And it's, like, the cutest thing. Like, she'll just sit there and be, like,
she
whatever.
She lets
like,
them.
Mm-hmm.
I
it's
love
really
it.
Sweet. Yeah.
I know. My neighbor's dog will wear sweaters I buy her, but my own rabbit won't.
So cute. At least someone will.
I know. So, believe it or not, we have officially finished our rewatch and recap of the entire Laguna Beach series. We're done. It's over.
We did it.
No more Laguna Beach. And I honestly can't believe it, but we're here. And we couldn't leave you guys on just the finale because we never do that. So to celebrate our finishing our rewatch and recap, we are doing a full Laguna Beach series rundown, going over some of our favorite things from all 3 seasons, answering some questions from you guys, and having a great time while we do it. So grab your favorite drink, hang tight, and spend some time with us. Just a reminder that we are on Instagram as Millennial TEAB. And one more thing, if you can do us a huge favor by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts or a comment on Spotify, we would greatly appreciate the feedback and it helps us out getting noticed. So if you love listening every week, tell us why and new fans why in a review or a comment. And make sure that you subscribe to Millennial TV Podcast on YouTube because this video will be up as well as several others that we've done for you guys. And if you like seeing our beautiful faces, join us there.
Put us on while you're doing your chores, you know, driving around, mopping,
in the background,
vacuuming the house. Put us on. You're chilling with some girlfriends.
Yes. Grab a glass of wine. Enjoy yourself. All right. First up, ladies, I thought we would just talk about what we're doing for Christmas since it is Christmas Eve. And what do you want for Christmas? Do you want a specific present?
I'll go first. So what we're doing for Christmas, I'm excited. We're spending Christmas at home with the girls, but the day after Christmas, we are going to be driving up to Palm Springs with my mom and my stepdad are coming with us too. And there's this really cool, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like a cable car tram thing that takes you up a huge mountain. And at the top of the mountain, there should be snow. So we're like hoping that we will get there and then we'll get to like play in the snow with the girls and stuff like that. And then we're making like a little 2-day trip out of it. And we're going to drive from Palm Springs to Idlewild, which we've never been there before, but we heard it's like a really cool little town. And we're staying at this, it's technically a hotel, but the rooms look like cabins. So it's kind of like camping, but I guess glamping because we're like technically at a hotel still. But it's just fun to get away, at least for a few days. Like if we don't have like family visiting us or something, we're like, let's go somewhere, you know, just like do something with my mom and my stepdad. So that'll be fun.
That sounds fun.
And what I want for Christmas, me and Kyle, we decided we're not doing like a bunch of gifts for each other this year. And instead, at some point, we're going to go and buy a new bed. And I'm so excited for that.
That's how you know you're an adult.
I know.
Well, we have a queen size bed that we've had since I was pregnant with Sloan. So it's like 8 years old. And it was actually like we bought it from neighbors. So it was kind of a hand-me-down. And I've just been like, we need to get a new bed because, like, the mattress is, like, killing my back. I sound so old. And so we're going to go get a king-size bed at some point in the next, like, month or two.
That is big. That's, like, a big upgrade because you won't even have to touch each other in bed.
Exactly. Every time we go to a hotel, I'm like, we have to get a king-size bed. And then I'm always like, why don't we have one of these at home? So.
We have a queen and I'm always like, should we upgrade to a king? And then I'm like, but we'll never get to touch each other. I'm like.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Oh, have to make intentional effort to touch each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We'll just get to spread out more.
But when you have a queen and you have, like, pets or, like, your kids come snuggle in bed. Oh, my God.
Cramped. Yeah, it feels tiny. Yeah. So that's exciting. So when we get it, I'll let you guys know.
Yay! Yeah. I am staying in Pennsylvania for Christmas, and I will probably, I mean, I'm going to have to leave my house to go to, like, Christmas dinner, and it's going to be very cold. And I don't like to leave when it's cold outside, but I will for Christmas dinner, and then I will come home. And I will snuggle under the blankets and put on the Grinch and snuggle with my Banksy. And Christmas is like, okay, as an adult, I kind of hate Christmas. I don't know why. It just, maybe it causes me anxiety. I'm not sure, but I just am not a huge fan. Like I would rather do Thanksgiving like 100 times over. I don't know. And maybe it's because like I have to do the gift giving now and it's not as fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as magical as when we were kids.
No. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, it's fine. Like, I just don't get excited. I don't get excited about Christmas music. I'm so surprised. I know. I'm not a Christmas
person. Because you love fall so much, you know?
I love fall. Fall is so wonderful. But Christmas is just not, that's winter. Like, that's not.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And, again, I love, like, being with family and, like, eating food and, like, you know, you get presents and that's nice. But, I actually like Christmas Eve better, I think, because typically we make, like, a big charcuterie board and, like, we drink wine and we watch, like, a Christmas movie. And that's really nice. But, like, the hustle and bustle of actual Christmas Day is kind of, like, a drag for me. But, yeah, I am looking forward to, like, Christmas Eve and doing our tradition that way. And we always get Binks some presents and we wrap them in newspaper so he can, like, tear it apart.
Oh, my gosh.
We get him these little, like, hay pops or lollipops or shaped like lollipops, but it's hay. And so he, like, licks it and bites it and he loves those things. So we always get him those. And, yeah, what I want for Christmas, my dream gift is an extra teacup mini poodle.
Oh my gosh.
Those are $4,000. So if anybody wants to.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
If anybody wants to purchase one for me, that would be great.
More now, I'm sure.
Yeah, the first time I found out they existed, I cried. I'm sure you've said that on the podcast before. But I saw a picture of one and literally started bawling. They're so cute. So yeah, that's my dream gift. But I mean, I really want a Kindle.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So hopefully Santa brings me one.
Oh, I hope you get one too.
Yeah, that'd be a good gift.
Yeah, I think I am gonna get one. I've been talking about it too much to not get one. Cough, cough, hint, hint. Not you guys, obviously.
So I'll be staying in Vancouver for Christmas. But my dad's actually in Malaysia right now. He goes back to Malaysia like in the wintertime because it's too cold. So he spends time there. And then my sister's actually not flying back for Christmas this year. She's going to be spending it in Toronto because she just spent some time here like in October. She's coming again in February. So it's just like way too expensive to be flying like during Christmas time.
Yeah.
So sadly, I mean, I'll be spending it with no immediate family, but I will still have Max here, of course. Mm-hmm. And we do have like a big Christmas dinner with our like family friends that I've like always done Christmas dinner with.
That's
and so
awesome.
It'll be really nice to just like go over to their house. They always make like the best food. The kids end up playing like video games and watching TV. Yeah. So it'll still be really nice.
That's awesome.
And what do I want for Christmas? I don't have anything on my list, but anytime I don't have an item, I default to asking for money so that I can buy clothes. I'm like, just get me a gift card or something to the mall. Get it for me for like Lululemon, like whatever. Like
so
I will buy clothes.
I'd rather have a gift card than like a bunch of crap from like, you know, Kohl's or something. Like here's a bunch of soap or whatever. I'm like, just give me a gift card.
I'm like, no clutter in my house.
Yeah.
I did used to ask for gift cards when I was younger, but I would also like ask for physical things because I knew I'd be like upset on Christmas if all I got was gift cards.
Oh my God, it's a little hard. Yeah.
I'm like, no. So I would always ask for books. And a Sims game when I was younger. I know. And my mom always let me open a gift on Christmas Eve. And I would shake them to find out which was the Sims game so I could play it all night.
That's cute.
That's awesome.
I know.
I want a gift card, but I still would want it wrapped. Like, I want to open something on Christmas Day, but, like, I don't mind that it's a gift card.
It can be in one of those little boxes. Yeah.
Yes, like a little tin. My boyfriend, though, really wants a Tinico steam mop vacuum thing.
Ooh.
Which
fancy.
I'm like, our place is so small. I'm not sure that you would really even need one. And those things are like $500. I'm like, holy cow. So I'm on the fence about getting that still, but we'll see. Tell us how you're spending your Christmas. And I just want to say that if you don't have any special plans for Christmas or you don't have family in town like me, just pop in your favorite movie. You know, Christmas is technically like a huge commercial holiday. It is just another day. But if you experienced lost this year, you know, and Christmas is a hard time for everyone, especially during this time. So just know that it's going to be okay. Yeah, it's just another day. You're going to get through it. Yes, and yeah.
If you're a Grinch like me, order some Chinese food and don't even watch a Christmas movie. Watch Friends or Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Harry Potter.
Or, yeah, yeah, whatever makes you happy. And make it a self-care day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Moving on from our Christmas chat, let's get back to the good stuff. Laguna Beach.
Laguna Beach.
So, season 3. This was a fun journey for us. None of us really wanted to recap season 3.
Yeah. We were like dreading it.
Yeah.
But I think we all enjoyed it more than we thought we were going to.
Way more than we thought.
Yeah. I had a good time. And I think I view it differently now than I did before. And I will probably include it in my rewatches now. I think.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe a few episodes. Maybe not the whole season. But, yeah, what was something that you liked about season 3 and something that you did not like about season 3?
I'll say I liked – so going into the season, I just knew, like, Tessa and Rob.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You were the nice girls. Cammy and Kendra were mean. Cameron was just kind of like blah. But I liked Cammy, Kendra, and Cameron a lot more. And I'm not just saying that because we got to interview them.
Yeah.
But they were just so much more exciting on the show and, like, made an effort to make a show. Mm-hmm. And I really did not like Tessa in season 3. There was no reason for her to be the narrator. And, like, she just was such a bad friend. All of it. But she's still really pretty.
Well, let me ask you this. Who was your favorite character from season 3 before you did the rewatch?
Honestly, I thought I would say Tessa.
And who would you say now?
I think I like Rocky after this rewatch because she's so, like, mature and so, like, level-headed watching it this time. So I really like Rocky.
Is it the same for you, Liz?
Same for me. Yep.
So you and liked I agree, Tessa. Like, you would have said Tessa, and now you say Rocky.
Yeah, I feel the same. I felt like I liked Tessa going into it, but this time around, it was totally different because I didn't remember anything. But yeah, Rocky should have been the lead.
Yeah.
I would have said no one before this rewatch. After this rewatch, that's bad. I probably say Kendra and Cammy, honestly.
Yeah.
And as a unit, not separate. They're very funny together.
Yeah.
I would have said Rocky, but I think she just irritates me a little too much towards the end.
Aw.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, though. Cammy and Kendra individually, like, had their annoying scenes, but them together as a duo were, like,
perfection.
Comedic gold. Yeah, every single time. I did like them together.
But I will say, one thing I liked about season 3.
The fashions. No. Tim, you just talked about how bad they were. Oh my god, I got one. And
what?
you just say you agree before I even say it out loud.
I agree.
Candace loves open air stereo.
Oh. I know. Yes. I love how I ate it up too. I'm like, I agree. Like, I am not the
She's
one.
She's their number one fan.
Yeah.
We love it so much.
No. That was definitely the one thing I didn't like about season 3 was open air stereo.
I know, damn. I take my answer back now.
One thing I did like, can I say the friendships? Like,
yeah of course.
Rocky, I mean, I know you guys have feelings about Rocky and Tessa's friendship, but, like, I'll say Rocky and Tessa's friendship, Kendra and Cammy's friendship, even, like, Brianna and Lexi, just like the best friends vibes that we get from a lot of the girls this season, like ride or dies. I thought that was it was nice. It was nice to see.
And that they're still friends. I think that's why we love it.
Yeah.
I'd love to know if Rocky and Tessa still keep in touch.
I know.
We'll never know what happened. Okay, one thing I liked, gosh, I was going to say Kendra and Cammy together, but I feel like I should think of something different now. One thing I disliked, aside from Open Air Stereo, was Nick W.
Oh my God. Good one.
The worst.
Good one.
Nick W.
So annoying.
He was something else.
I know. I remember not liking it when I watched the season before, but this time I liked Jessica and Cameron together. I thought they were, I thought they made a cute couple.
They were cute together.
Yeah.
And then we got to do some really cool interviews this season. So who was your favorite person? I mean, not your favorite person, but favorite interview that we did.
Are we all going to say the same one?
Probably.
On the count of three. One, two, three. Cameron. Duh.
I think what was so exciting about that is that he hasn't really done any interviews about his time on the show. And it was really nice of him to grace us with his presence. And I'll be honest, when I emailed him, I didn't think I was going to get a response. And I think I emailed him a couple of times because I like to follow up just to make sure. And he actually emailed back and it was really exciting. He's super nice. And yeah, I think we learned a lot.
So much.
Yeah.
He was so open.
Fun and so and real open. And open, personable.
Yeah.
I can see why he had so many friends.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. You know, with him being like a serious, like being serious about his acting, I can see why he distanced himself from reality in general. Oh, but like he didn't act like he was like, you know, above reality TV or like if that was like some stupid show he did back then. He like really talked about it so genuinely about like his process going through it and how he appreciated it. Like it was such a fun interview.
It was so fun. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys should watch it. Video is on YouTube. If you guys haven't seen it already, Cameron is all grown up and handsome as ever. But he spills a lot about his time in Laguna.
Yeah, he does. And I think the thing about Cameron that was nice is that he was reminiscing, like, about his high school days, not necessarily the show, which was, it was nice. It was nice. Yeah. It was interesting. It was really a different kind of take on things, but, yeah. Cameron, thank you so much for coming on the show. We had a great time with you. Thank you to Kendra and Cammy as well for gracing us with their presence. Yes. That was super fun. We loved meeting you guys, too. And we loved the tea. I mean, come on. Who doesn't love the tea?
Oh, yeah.
So I hope you guys learned. I hope you guys learned a lot from the interviews that we were able to do. Because this was the whole point of me doing this podcast was that I wasn't getting the information that I wanted to know. And so the fact that I even got to ask is just, like, still mind-blowing to me. So I hope that you guys enjoyed all those interviews.
Okay, now spill the beans, Candace.
What?
Who was the one interview we got but didn't get?
Oh my God, my heart is still broken about it, though. So I was so excited to reach out to Brianna Conrad, and I did reach out to her, and she did respond very, very nice. Was super happy to support our podcast. She followed us on Instagram, and we were setting up a meeting with her, and last minute she declined to be interviewed. She changed her mind, and we fully respect that decision. I just want to say, I mean, they don't owe us anything, so I fully respect her for whatever reason she decided not to go through with it. It just stung because I would have loved to have her on and ask her.
And we were so excited just to hear back from her.
Yeah. And it was a short-lived excited moment. But she's very sweet, and she did say that she still supports us. And, you know, she's a very sweet girl. She was super, super nice. And if she ever would want to come on the podcast, we would welcome her. But, but yeah, so I tried to secure that for you guys. I really did. I really went out there. I also tried to secure Rocky and Tessa.
Real hard, you guys. Real hard. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, so for Rocky, she accepted my friend request on Facebook, and she lives in San Diego as well. And I was not a weirdo. I didn't show up to any of her church events like we talked about doing. I didn't do it. But I
Thank
did
the
send,
Lord.
I know. There's still time. I did send her a Facebook message after we'd, like, Candace had emailed her a bunch of times, so we never heard back. So I sent her a Facebook message. I was very nice. I wasn't creepy. And I could see that she read the message, but no reply. So we tried. She's still my Facebook friend, though.
We tried, and Tessa is super private. Tessa has a Facebook and an Instagram, but super private. She will not add you, I promise. I did try to get through to her. I did email her. I did not get a response, and I respect that as well. Sometimes you don't feel good about your experience on reality TV, and that's okay. I mean, it would have been nice, but I fully respect everyone's decision to not appear. But I am super grateful for those who did and gave us their time just because they wanted to. Like, you know, so that was really nice. I did reach out to Alex and didn't hear anything back from him either.
Damn it, you guys. Oh, my God.
I reached out to Lexi as well, and I did not hear back from her.
Looks like she's still an ice princess.
But we did try for you guys. I ever do get a random response, I will let you know. Even if we're in the middle of the hills, I'll still go for it.
That would be awesome.
And as much as we say, like, you know, it's for you guys, the super fan in us, it's total, like, we are screaming inside too every single time we get to talk to someone. So
absolutely. I mean honestly I can die now that I know Jessica from Laguna Beach. So I mean, life is good. Jessica and Alex M, let's be real, like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That is awesome. But yeah, I'm sorry if anybody was disappointed that we didn't get as many people for season 3 as we did for season 2, but we did give it a shot, and we're always still on the lookout. So we might have more people on in the future. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
And I know we always do a recap of the special features on the DVD, but you guys, we could not find a copy of the Laguna Beach season 3 DVDs.
Do they exist? Like, were they even made? Do we know?
I've seen a cover, like a purple cover on Google, but like I could not find a copy that was like
on sale. No, they are not
easily
accessible. And my season 1 and season 2 are like vintage. Like, I got those for Christmas, like right after the show aired. Those are vintage, but I never got season 3 because it was season 3. So I'm kind of bummed now that I didn't have it. And then, I mean, what would we have done? Like, nailed it around to each other and, like, watched it?
Yeah.
Okay, I actually see one on Amazon.ca for $262.
What?
Oh, my God.
No, thank you. I'm not buying that for $200.
If anyone has the DVDs and has watched the special features, tell us what's on them.
Seriously, let us know. I wonder if there's any on eBay. That's crazy. $200.
It's like,
anyone does have one, it's like a collector's item now. Jeez.
I know. I looked on eBay and I think they did have some, but they were like Canadian. And I don't think that they had special features on them. Or something weird. I don't remember. Yeah. But
okay, listen to this review of the season 3. It goes, okay. The narrating character Tessa is a bit of a wet fish who doesn't do or say much interesting, but it's drama with the rest of the cast, like Kendra and Raquel, which keeps the excitement going.
A wet fish.
A wet rag, you know?
Yeah.
We say sloth, you say wet fish. But seriously, the DVD was so hard to find, so I apologize that we don't have a recap of special features.
I know.
But yeah.
We will have them for the hills.
We'll do it for the hills,
yes,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Those are much easier to source.
Absolutely. Yes. Remember when they used to do, like, VH1, Where Are They Now? We're about to get into that. Yeah. Tyler from Laguna Beach season 3. Kendra's boyfriend, ex-boyfriend, boyfriend, hookup, ex-boyfriend. If you like Tyler on the show, why?
Yeah, you're crazy.
tell me why. He's just he's an interesting person. And where he's at today is interesting. If you look on Instagram, Tyler is actually a folk singer.
So like, random.
Has like albums of his folk singing.
He's very serious about it. His Instagram is like all music. Yeah. So check that out if you're interested. Somebody had posted a link to it on Reddit if you can't find it. So just search back through the Hills subreddit and you'll find it.
Yeah, you can find it. You can even just Google his name and like Instagram and find it. That's how I found it. And he has like a big like scraggly looking beard now and stuff. Like
he looks totally different than he did on the show. And I will say, Kendra and Cammy both told us that he kind of lives in the wilderness now and became like a mountain man.
Yeah, that tracks with the folks.
And that tracks with what we saw on Instagram. So
yeah,
maybe he has found the error of his ways and realized that he was a douche canoe and is trying to make amends by singing folk music. And more power to you, Tyler. I'm sure it's still better than open air stereo.
Did you reach out to Tyler on Instagram?
I did not. I did not.
I would have been, it would have been hard to have a non-biased like interview, you know, because he was portrayed as such an ass on the show.
And my question is literally, why are you a douche canoe? Like, that's my question. I don't have anything else, so... So if you're interested, he's on Instagram. Check it out. If you listen to his music, let me know and tell me what you guys think. And tell me what you guys think about his new look, because I'm so curious.
Love it or hate it.
And if you haven't listened to our Kendra or Cammy interview, they both talk about Tyler. So you should check those out on YouTube. Cammy has some fun things to say, and Kendra also has fun things to say.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
She has moved on and never looked back.
Yes. Yes. You know who would have been funny to talk to is Nikki.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting. Yeah. You know what she's up to.
I didn't even look for her.
Well, she doesn't come into the season until like episode like 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. So she wasn't really.
And I didn't remember her as a character. Yet. So like,
yeah.
I would have asked her if I could have that gold dress. All right. Let's talk about Laguna Beach seasons 1 through 3. Now that we've scraped the barrel of season 3. I just want to talk about all of our favorites. Favorite Cabo trip.
From 1 to 3?
From 1 through 3. Yeah.
I'd say season 1 for me.
It's iconic.
It is. Everybody knows that episode. Yeah.
Keep dancing on the bar, slut.
Yeah.
You look so good.
I would say 2 for me. I love like the Alex Jessica fight, and I really like the season 2 cast a lot. So 2 for me.
So say you're a slut. Okay, I'm a slut. Wow.
You're one low chick.
It's just, I mean, you know, you can't make this stuff up.
I
don't know. I go back and forth so much because they're both, like, I don't count season 3 because I don't think it was a very good Cabo episode. So between seasons 1 and 2, I will say season 1 just because it's iconic and I remember like my mouth fully being like jaw dropped.
Exactly.
Same. At what was happening. Cause like you don't mm-hmm. see teenagers act like that on TV. I'm like, is this Gossip Girl? What is happening? You know? So yeah, that was pretty exciting for little Candace. but I do love Jessica, and I that whole Alex M and Jessica fight was very good. And my so favorite intense. Line ever came out of that episode, which is, it'll match my hickey, it'll be really hot. So, you know, it had its good and bad things, but I season one in the end. Did you guys have a favorite winter formal? I think season three was kind of dull.
Was there a winter formal in season one?
I don't remember.
I actually thought we started filming after winter formal, which is where they ended up in the bathroom with that confrontation.
So I'm going to say season one because I would have loved to see that confrontation at winter formal in the bathroom.
Yes, true. Oh
my gosh, that we didn't get to see. And if you guys don't know what we're talking about, in season one, Lauren and Kristen often reference this encounter that they had at winter formal that kind of was the catalyst of them not being friends and hating each other, was that they found out that they were both dating Steven at the same time, pretty much. Or that he was playing both of them. And they almost got into a fight in the bathroom.
In a bathroom.
At Winter Formal. And I'm devastated that MTV was not around yet to film that.
Yeah.
That would have been so good.
Yeah. But I mean, I love season two. I mean, come on. Mm-hmm. The Jessica and Jason drama. Jason being so drunk he can't even keep his eyes open at the end of the night.
Yeah.
I mean, it is good stuff. mm-hmm. Anyone else?
I agree. Season two.
Yeah. We all said two.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a favorite promposal? You guys, I think this is going to be my first one where I say season three.
Oh, okay. Really? I'm also thinking of season three.
Because of the marquee. The movie theater.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah. That one was so cute.
That was so sweet.
Hate Derek, but I love that promposal.
Derek asks Lexi by putting their names on a movie theater marquee and saying, "Prom starring Lexi and Derek," and it's so sweet.
So cool.
And so cool.
Imagine like having that with like someone you actually liked.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that would have been. And then you get asked, then you guys make out on the street. How
so
freaking
sweet.
Cute would that be?
Honorable mention though, I loved how Dieter asked Jessica in season one.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
Yeah,
the letter he wrote to her and the limo.
Is that season
that
one?
Stuff.
Yeah,
that's
that
prom.
Was one.
That's prom, not winter.
Yeah, promposal.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, promposal.
Promposal.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although the other one I was thinking about, and it was winter formal, but like, you know, like an asking basically. I liked Alex M and Taylor doing like the treasure hunt for Jason and Talon. Mm-hmm. I love like that kind of effort and how like elaborate it was. So I really loved that one.
Yeah, I like that one too. I like Steven writing Sharpie all over his body.
Oh my god, Liz.
No, I'm kidding. That's just the first thing.
And like true crime stalking her.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yeah. I do like that part. And he like spelt her name wrong and stuff.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
He knew what he was doing. Yeah.
So Adrian, have you changed your mind about all the fish in the sea? Out of all the fish in the sea, prom with me, love Gary, with the giant pool and the fish.
Okay, when you said that, I thought about the treasure hunt because they use the same
they did,
poem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, absolutely not. All those fish went to die after that promposal, okay?
I love Gary's promposal from season
oh
one.
Oh my God.
He
it was
put
a kiddie
pool
in her
in
bedroom.
Morgan's bedroom.
Yeah.
And it had a bunch
how
of
how
is
she
going to
get
it?
Rid of that thing?
And it said, out of all the fish in the sea,
oh
with
my
me. Love Gary. And it was so cute. Adrian hates it because she feels bad for the fish.
Yeah. What the hell kind of asking is that? Don't put a little kiddie pool in my bedroom with fish. No.
Speaking of kiddie pools, just kidding. It has nothing to do with kiddie pools.
What?
I was trying to segue and it didn't work. Laguna Beach is notorious for what relationships, couples, who was your favorite out of all the seasons? Your absolute number one OTP, one true pairing.
Absolutely, Kristen and Steven, 100%. I love them from the start. I was team Kristen, not so much after this rewatch. But after, like, watching it through, I'm still, like, I wish they worked out. I wish she never blew him off in San Francisco and that they, like, got back together or stayed together. Even when Kristen got a divorce from Jay Cutler, like, the first picture or something that she posted was of her and Steven having dinner. And, like, my little heart inside was like, please, please, if this is going to be the time, like, let's do it now. But it's never in the cards for them to get married. But they were very cute together.
I'm surprised you didn't say Rocky and Alex.
Oh, they did not stand a chance against Kristen and Steven. No way.
Liz?
I know they weren't ever, like, officially a couple, but
no.
I would say
no.
Steven and Lauren.
No! Just, I knew it!
I would say mostly the, like, the feeling you got at the end of season one when he comes to the airport and all of that stuff of just, like, they're doing it, it's happening, and then nothing happened. But you know what I mean? It just, that was so... ugh, romantic as
yes.
a teenager watching
yes.
that. Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I wouldn't have hated it if they ended up being a real couple too. Like when he showed up on the hills for that one episode, I was like, this,
oh, me so
this.
But they played me so again. Hard.
Oh.
Yeah, me too.
That. Losers.
I'm going to be different. I mean, obviously we know I love Lauren and Steven. That's a given. But I'm going to be different, and I'm going to say Dieter and Jessica.
Oh.
I thought they were really sweet in season one.
They were.
Okay, this is fun. Who's your favorite messy couple?
I really liked Alex, Em, and Jason together.
They were messy.
So messy. And, like, they were very dramatic and were only together for a short period of time, but, like, all the drama around them, like, getting together
so
and
intense.
Stuff. So good.
I would say the same. That's who I would pick too.
Yeah.
It was like so much buildup and then they were together for like one episode.
Yeah.
It was over.
I have to say Jessica and Jason because they were so messy. Like they were cheating on everyone together. Like it was like that got nuts. But I will also say Kristen and Talon because that was just fun to watch.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely Jessica and Jason. They were nuts.
Yeah.
And then, of course, okay, who was your favorite bestie duo? We have Lauren and Lo. We have Jessica and Kristen, Kristen and Alex, Lexi and Brianna, Rocky and Tessa. Who did we love?
I am between Kendra and Cammy just because, like, their humor, how much they, like, get along and all that stuff really showed on TV. But also Kristen, Alex, and Jessica in senior year. Like, that friendship was really, really cute, too, and genuine at that time.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah, I was thinking Cammy and Kendra as well, mostly just because they're still like that today.
Yes.
So it's, like,
it was
real for real. Yeah, I'd say them.
I have to go with Lauren and Lo, you know? I love them. They're the originals. And I will always never forget the, was somebody mean to you? yeah. And then, like, her being like, we'd be like the bad campers. Like, ah, a bug.
Yeah.
Like, I adore Lo, and I loved their friendship. It was so sweet and genuine, so. Definitely my fave bestie duo. I will give Rocky an honorable mention. Not Tessa, oddly enough, but Rocky, because I feel like she was such a true blue, genuine person and friend to everyone.
That's true.
Including, like,
she
Brianna.
She was a really good friend.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just feel like that's really hard to come by in high school. So I'm just going to give her, like, an honorable mention shout out.
That's true.
Yeah.
I love that you just went Rocky, not Tessa, in this bestie duo category.
Yeah. She was.
It's
her
so
own,
true, though.
She was
no,
her
it's
own.
Very
oh my
true.
God.
Yeah.
She was her own bestie duo.
Yeah.
It was a one-sided bestie duo. All right, guys. Do you want to have some fun?
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to play F, Mary, Kill.
Yes,
oh
I love
boy.
This. Let's
right.
do it.
Season three, boys. Cameron, Kellen, Chase.
Alex. he an option?
He is an option, but I was going to put him... That's the second round. Separate.
Okay, fine. Okay, fine. But you already know, okay, that is my Mary, obviously. wait, but who are the three again?
Cameron, Kellen, and Chase.
Kill Chase.
Absolutely.
Yes. F Kellen, because I think he is such a, like, nice guy. He was just way too, like,
he's too quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his shyness and insecurity got the best of him in high school, but I think he is, like, a nice person. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And God, Mary Cameron. God.
See, yeah, I agree, definitely. But I might switch Cameron and Kellen just because Kellen is, like, I don't know, he's quiet, but he's, like, a sweet soul, you know?
Yes, I feel that from yeah. him.
And, I don't know, he could be a good husband. I could make a good husband out of him. And Cameron would be good for a night, you know?
I agree with Adrian, yeah. Kill Chase, F. Kellen, Mary Cameron, for sure.
I just think Kellen is so adorable.
He is. He's very cute.
All right, round two, Adrian, okay? It's your time to shine mm-hmm. here. Derek, Alex, Nick W.
Okay, if you guys don't all say Mary Alex, I'm going to jump through the screen and kill you. Okay. Like, he's the obvious Mary.
Not really, because Derek was really sweet on his first date with Tessa. He just turned into a jerk afterwards. But if he had yeah. stayed sweet
he
Derek.
He had his good moments, mm-hmm. yeah.
If he had stayed sweet okay. Derek.
Vehemently disagree, but I think I would still kill Nick W because of how effing annoying he is and just like how much he gossips, and hate Derek because he's also playing all these girls and thinks that he's like so much
but
better
you
than he
always
is.
Say that Derek is the villain of season 3.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't like him.
But you wouldn't kill him?
No, I wouldn't kill him because I think I dislike the gossipy personality more yeah. than this. And like the girls had to like him for a reason, so he might be that's good true. For a night too.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
How about you guys?
I'm gonna switch it. I'm gonna say kill Nick and then F Alex, marry Derek.
Don't you dare. What? You're gonna marry Derek?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Maybe he'll change for her.
Yeah, that's exactly why. Because I know he will.
I
don't know.
I can change you. You know, like the classic teenage, he's going to change for me. I swear. I know he cheated on every girlfriend he's ever had. But he loves me, mama.
I'm different.
He
well,
said
this
I
is
was
wifey
the one
material, so maybe he will change.
Yes. Oh, you know what? I know that he'll know what sushi rolls to order for me when we go
yes!
to dinner. There you go.
But you won't let him order for you.
No. Because he'll just order the most basic rolls.
Yeah.
Okay. Steven.
Wait, you got to answer.
Yeah, wait,
oh,
you
did
didn't
I not
tell
answer?
Yours?
Oh, mm-hmm. mine is the same as Adrian's.
Ah.
So, Alex.
Very good.
Mary. Derek F and then Nick W kill. But I don't know. I might give Derek a chance to marry me if I thought he would be tamed.
What if EJ was in the mix?
Oh my gosh, EJ, yeah. Of course.
I would have said marry him.
No.
Yeah.
He's so Jacob. Nice from the beginning.
Oh wait, I have to say this, that Rupert told us that when we were wondering what his name stood for, that his first name is actually Ernie. And, I thought that was really cute. And he went by Ernie up until like high school, and then he started going by EJ.
Aww. I'm still gonna call him Edward yeah. Jacob.
Oh yeah. I love that.
Okay. Steven, Talon, Cameron. Speed round. Quick. Don't Ooh. Think. Go.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'm gonna marry Steven. I know, unpopular opinion. I'm gonna kill Talon and F Cameron.
I kill Talon. Mary Cameron, F. Steven.
Speed round, girl.
I know. I'm sorry. I'd kill Talon. I would marry Steven, and I would F. Cameron.
Oh my God. You hate Steven.
I know, but I think he'd be a good husband.
Aww. That's sweet.
And I was stressed. Okay. So we did have a few listener questions. So first listener question was, what's your favorite episode in the third season of Laguna Beach and your favorite character? I would say that my favorite character, again, I'm just going to say Kendra and Cammy as a whole. Oh, and old friends, new crushes, because that's the Brianna's famous line. I do it. Do anything wrong.
And I will go, so favorite character is definitely Rocky. Like we talked about, she's just so mature, such a good friend, all of that. Because nothing really happened in season three. I will have to go with her and Alex getting back together because that was just so freaking sweet, that whole episode.
Yeah.
It was.
Okay, yeah, I would say Rocky is also my favorite character. Man, favorite episode. Okay, I'll do opposite and say the one where Rocky and Alex break up at the bonfire.
No!
Because that was good. That was, like, was really good. Dramatic. And I was like, what's going to happen? And then he was such a jerk afterwards. So that one was intense.
He could have been on the main cast too. Like, he brought enough drama as well.
Yeah.
Kick Chase off. God.
Seriously. Ugh.
Next question. What is your favorite season of Laguna Beach after this rewatch, and did you change your opinions? No, my season two is still my favorite.
Same. I would say the same thing. The only thing that changed is my opinion on season three was that I didn't hate it like I thought I was going to.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
And I love season two. I still love season two. The only thing I changed my opinion on is how much I really dislike Kristen after this rewatch.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel the same or not as much?
I don't dislike her. I actually see her side more as I'm older.
Yeah.
I will say some of the season three cast I changed my opinion on. I don't dislike them as much as I did before. I think it was I think it was more like I just didn't want to get to know new characters. So
yeah,
I
agree with
that. Yeah, so I did change my opinion on that. But no, I still love season two with my whole heart and chest.
Same. It's just the best.
Yep. I feel like with Cammy and Kendra in season three, I had this like memory in my head of them being just like so insanely mean.
Awful, yeah.
And they weren't as bad as my memory was. Like they were in like the first episode, you know, but like as the season went on, I was like, oh, they're really fun, you know?
You know why we like forget to? They're like not even. They're barely in the second half of the season.
Yeah, they're like it's disappeared. So weird. Yeah, after Cabo, they're like gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who do you wish we could have interviewed in all of Laguna Beach that we didn't get to interview? I still wish we got to interview Brianna. That would have been really cool.
That would have been awesome. Yeah.
Wait. I thought you were going to go with Lauren.
Yeah, I'm like, are we allowed to say Lauren? Like, yes, she's the obvious absolutely. Answer.
Lauren's okay. Obvious. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, Lauren, I would have loved to interview. Are you
like,
kidding?
Who else but Lauren?
Lauren or Lo? Yeah, I would have.
Yeah.
And I did email Lo.
I still think it would have been cool to interview Talon, too. He seemed like he would have been fun, and, like, another guy's perspective would have been cool.
And he's so active on TikTok, always talking about Laguna. I would have thought that he would have, like, wanted to come on.
I know.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Disappointing.
God damn it, Talon.
But I would have liked to hear from Lauren, because I feel like she's another one that doesn't really, like, come out to talk about Laguna Beach very much, so that would have been cool.
Who of the cast would you have wanted to be best friends with?
I will pick Alex H because I thought that she was truly like a really good friend. I know we talked about Rocky, like she's the obvious choice, but digging back into season two, I think Alex H.
That's who I was thinking too. That's like the first one who popped into my head was Alex H, yeah. And Rocky, yeah, but mostly Alex.
I would have wanted to be Lauren and Lowe's third.
You'd have to change your name, though.
To something Lauren's
only.
Yeah.
No, Lauren's only.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Lauren's only. Yeah.
And then you can't be Lauren. You'd have to be like...
Lauren.
I could be like...
I don't know.
I could be like L-A-U. Like, dash. R-A-N.
No!
Or just like Lore.
Lore.
Yeah, it could be Lore. Yeah.
okay. Promposal idea if you were to ask someone.
This is so hard.
I would definitely steal Gary's idea.
Stop
the fish.
Stop it. Would you do something simple or would you go like elaborate?
I'm not an elaborate person. I'd be like, do you want to go to prom? Like, we just didn't do that. Like, we really didn't. So it was just like, I remember Sadie Hawkins came around where the girls asked the guys. And I literally was like, do you want to go to the dance with me? And he was like, sure. And then we didn't even go because I decided I didn't want to go anymore.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
I know. Me and my two best friends were like, we're going to ask guys. We're all going to have dates. And we did all three ask the guys. And then we hung out that night and didn't go to the dance.
That's so funny.
I know. And I'm like, this poor guy is probably sat at home crying. And meanwhile, we were like, whatever. It wasn't a formal dance. It was like a casual, like just another school dance, but it was girls ask guys technically, but it, like you could wear jeans. It wasn't like a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking like, now that you said that of like, I, realistically in high school, I would not have been able to do something big and elaborate. So I feel like something that I could have done is like decorate their locker or like put something in their locker or in one of their like textbooks or something like that, you know, like a surprise or like lunch, like slip them a note or you know what I mean? Like something simple but cute at the same time. I don't know.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going like unrealistic in my head at this point and I'm like, ooh, okay. What if you get someone a bunch of scratch cards, but then you make the scratch card so that it literally says prom with me once you scratch it?
Okay, that's really cute.
That would be awesome.
Unrealistic, yeah. But I'm like, that's damn, really I should like do that for
Matt. Can you ask me to prom?
And that's I'll buy really you cute. A bunch of other scratch cards that you could actually win money with. So
yeah, that's really cute.
There you go.
So you guys, we're like done with Laguna Beach now. It's over.
I'm kind of sad.
I am too.
I am sad. Like that was our last Laguna Beach hurrah.
Seems unreal.
Unreal. So we're moving on to the hills next. If anybody didn't know or was worried, we are doing the hills next. Who knows? People have asked if we are going to do Newport Harbor. We might throw some of that in there. I'm not doing a whole season, I don't think. But definitely throwing maybe some of that in there, maybe some America's Next Top Model story arcs. Just something fun to flavor things. But we are doing the hills. That's going to start really soon. What are you guys looking forward to?
All of it.
I'm excited. I haven't rewatched because I've been waiting for this. So, like, I'm...
Same.
Yes.
Same.
I'm excited.
It's been over a year since I've watched any of it, and I'm really excited to watch it now in the way that we watched Laguna Beach of like, what are the things I'm going to notice that I didn't notice before? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I feel like it's going to be different.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about that.
Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to watch with other super fans because it's always just been me like watching by myself. Yeah. And now having you guys to talk about it, it's like so freaking exciting. I feel like one of the tests when I meet like other people, I'm like, do you watch The Hills? And then if they say yes, I'll try to gauge like their level of interest of like how big of a fan they were. And like most of the time they're just like, yeah, I watch it like back in the day, but I don't care about it that much. And I'm like, damn.
You guys.
Not cool.
Adrian is so cute. She is so that person because when I met Adrian, she messaged me and immediately was like, I think we like a lot of the same things. I see that on your profile that you like this, this, and this. Right. And I was like, I already like you because you're like, that was one of the major things that I liked about Adrian was that she had opinions and she asked me questions and she genuinely wanted to know the answer. And like when you talk to some people, it's like they're like, what do you like? But they're waiting to talk. You know what I mean? And Adrian was like, who's your favorite? What do you like? She wanted to know. And I thought that
I
was
also
really
wanted
cool.
to gauge how big of a fan you were too. And like it matched. You know, like it was a good match. So that was exciting.
But that was one of my favorite things about her. She was just so excited. She was like,
I was so creepy. I went on her profile and I saw everything she had commented on. And I was like, watch that. Love that. Oh my God.
Which is so funny because I didn't even think that people would go to my profile and look at what I was commenting on Reddit because Reddit is like private. You know what I mean? Like, that's your, like, yeah. private space.
You're, I'm like, anonymous, yeah.
It's my name, and it shouldn't be. Like, I, when I first made my Reddit, I didn't know that, like, it was, like, a thing to have, like, a random username. So, like,
I didn't either.
Yeah, so, like, my name is my name on Reddit, but, like, I, you feel hidden on Reddit. So I always thought, like, mm-hmm. nobody would ever, like, and I'm like, oh my god, you read all my comments about, like, bunnies and, like, The Sims and, like, Degrassi. Glee, and, yeah.
Vampire Diaries, that's yeah. what I remember.
That's so embarrassing. I'm like, I'm so glad I didn't comment on anything weird.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I did the same thing, and when I saw you were into Degrassi, I was like, okay, yeah, this seems legit.
Degrassi.
Yeah. I'm like, mm-hmm, I, that was fine, yeah. I don't even remember that I commented in those threads, you know what I mean? Like, it's yeah. so funny. but yeah, I just remember being like, oh, she looked at my profile.
It's so funny.
And then Liz was just like, she was so sweet. She was like, hi, I never really reach out on these things, and I don't know if you already picked somebody, yeah. but I want to throw my hat into the ring. Also, I edit, and I was like, yeah, let's talk.
Yeah. Well, I was like 24 hours later than everyone else, and I was like, should I say something? Should I not?
Yes,
and
always say
so
something.
So glad that I did.
If you're ever worried about saying something, always say something, yeah. because honestly, I got
What's
so many.
What's the worst that could happen?
Yes.
You know?
And yep. I got so many replies on my initial, like, who wants to do a podcast post that I was, like, overwhelmed. Yeah. But honestly, the people that stuck out were, like, just the really sweet, nice, normal people that were just, like, mm-hmm. trying to make a connection. And, like, that was super important to me. I wanted to be connected to the person that I did the podcast with, because I just, like, who wants to do a podcast with somebody you're not friends with?
Right.
Like, that's awful.
You did take a leap to do this.
I did. Yes. And I really wanted to be friends with you guys. So I'm really happy that we, like, have built a friendship outside of the podcast. And, like, I feel like we're all really close, which is really nice. But yeah, I just take the leap of faith, man. I really wanted to do this, and I am so proud of us. And how far we've come, and that we're still trucking along. But this was, like, such a fantasy bucket list dream of mine to do, and I'm so happy that we're doing it.
Me too.
Yep.
It's been really fun, honestly. Of course, like, we have to take time out of our weeks and our days to do this, but whenever we, like, sit down and talk, and we're, like, rehashing like literally our favorite, like, shows and we all have opinions about it, it's so fun. It goes by so quickly.
It's like going to dinner with your girlfriends, but you get to talk about your favorite thing the whole time.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
And, like, then you get to share stories, and, like, it's just so fun. Yeah. Like, I encourage podcasting, like, to anyone. Yeah. It is so much more fun than I ever thought it would be, and I mean, I'm so happy with where we are. We're the best.
Same.
So I hope you guys follow us into the hills. If you were just hanging on for Laguna Beach, I encourage you to give us a shot when we move into the hills. The Hills is wonderful. If you've never watched it, I encourage you to rewatch with us. Again, we'll be doing it every week. And yeah, just, it's a blast. It's a blast talking to you guys every week and talking to the listeners every week and, just hanging out. It's a blast. So I hope that you all follow us.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy New Year.
Oh, yes. Happy New Year. We'll see you in January.
Yes.
Stay tuned for our, when we will premiere season one of The Hills.
Official release date will be coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Season 3 of Millennial TV. If you liked the episode, don't forget to follow us on your favorite podcasting platform. And tell all your friends how much you love us and bring them along for the ride next week. Again, we're your hosts, Candace, Liz, and Adrian, and we will see you next week.